You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 233. And on today's show, we're going to cover the final two skills in the GoPro book series that we've been working on. The final two skills that you want to develop to really rock out your direct sales and network marketing business. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello. Hey, and welcome to today's show. It's Jackie Elmer, and I'm thrilled that you're spending a little bit of your time listening to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I love bringing you some great tips and ideas for how to really rock out your network marketing and direct sales business. So we've been doing a book series for the month. We're doing one book a month for the next year. And I'm super excited to be finishing up this month's book, which is GoPro, Eric Worre's book, GoPro. And actually, we're not totally finishing up. I've got one more next week, but this particular one, I'm finishing up the skills, and we'll be talking about skill 6 and skill 7 here in just a minute. In the meantime, I just want to let you know that the book for next month is How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I think that's Andrew Carnegie. I should know that, but it'll be in the show notes, jackieelmer.com/233. And I'm trying to get that launched on my blog, the entire book list for the rest of the year, so you can be preparing for that. But we will be talking about how to win friends and influence people next month. And it's kind of funny because the reality of it is that's a skill. That's it. First of all, it's an old book, but it's a skill that absolutely will really take you far in anything in life if you really will learn that. If you'll learn how to communicate well with people, to express yourself, to ask good questions, and really those steps that it takes to win friends and influence people. So that is next month's book. So plan on that. Also, my coaching program is open. It's kind of fun. I've had some amazing coaching clients lately. Working with a lot of different people, working with two people specifically. We have literally written out their entire Facebook plan. They're starting to generate leads and starting to create that kind of presence that you want to create through social media. You know, it's really one of those things where once you understand the algorithms and everything about how Facebook really works, and you understand what you need to be doing, how you need to be spending your time, how you need to be doing that in small pockets of time, it makes a huge difference. So that's what I've been working on with two clients specifically, is helping them design their Facebook strategy and understanding what they want to put together, how often they need to be posting, how frequently, that type thing. So with one, I've been working on Facebook mastery, and with another, I've been working on mindset and overcoming some of those issues that really are stopping them. They know exactly what needs to be done. We've worked on the business skills, but now we've just got to work on a few things with mindset and some accountability and working them through that program. So you can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach, learn more about my coaching programs, and I would love to work with you to help you master whatever it is specifically that you're looking for. I'm not a one-size-fits-all coach, meaning that I have an exact set program. Obviously, if I'm working on Facebook or a launch strategy, it's pretty much going to be the same, but we're going to work through it and tailor it to fit whatever your particular opportunity, your product line is. All right, so that's a little bit of that. So let's get into the final skills that you need to focus on to become a professional, to go pro in your network marketing business. So we'll start with skill number 6, and that is called helping your new distributor get started. You know, it's funny, and I remember feeling this way years ago. It was like once I would get somebody signed up, it was like, yes, like I would feel this great sense of relief and this sense of accomplishment, you know, like I had completed the task. And the reality of it is, As great as that is to get somebody signed up, that's not the same as getting them started. That's not the same as creating a system of duplication that's going to necessarily ensure that you create that ongoing residual income. So it's funny, we can really spend a lot of time in the whole process of getting someone started, getting them signed up, and then it's almost like we become afraid of them once they sign up, and we're afraid to call them, or, you know, what if they have questions I won't know the answer to, or what if they have buyer's remorse and they're sorry they joined, or, you know, those kind of things. And I'm here to tell you, you know, that's when your real job starts. That's when you need to be a servant leader. You need to go to work for them and find out, you know, what their goals are. You need to find out what they're looking for. You need to set some proper expectations for them. And as much as possible, model for them what it is that they need to be doing so that they can get quick results. I like to work with people to create a powerful 30-day success story. When we create that 30-day success story, that is something that they can take to the bank. I just did that with one of my newest distributors. She signed up the 1st of January. We got busy and boom, she created a solid 30-day success story where she more than earned her income back. In fact, she probably earned it back 3 or 4 times what her initial investment was. She got a new team partner started. And so she's really rocking out her business. So now the beauty of that is when somebody asks her, well, how's it going for you? She can say, well, let me tell you about my first 30 days in the business. And I love that. That's my goal with every new person that I get started, is to help them develop that 30-day success story, because I know that that will pay off for them over and over again. And just quickly, if you're listening to this and you're considering a business, maybe you don't have a company that you're working with yet, go on over to workwithjackie.com if you'd like to explore working with me. I would love to share with you my primary company, what we're doing, and see if it's a fit for you. But again, that's only if you're looking. If you're with a company, you love it, you're already in there, stick with it. Work through it, go through it. But if you're in that transition, I would love to chat with you. Okay, so you know that's a big part of it, is helping them get started right. And you know what? It's kind of funny. You know, I've gotten a lot of other distributors started, taking them down the exact same path as my distributor, Vicky, and they haven't taken action. I've trained them the exact same way, and they haven't created that 30-day success story. So I don't take ownership of that. I can only take ownership of my role in training them, showing them what needs to be done, sharing with them exactly what I did, helping them as much as I can. But after that, it's really up to them. And so we have to keep that in mind. But one great thing that you can do with your new distributors is have what's called a game plan interview. And you'll have to decide a list of questions that you want to include in your game plan interview. But I know for me, you know, one of the first things I want to do, and this part is taken right out of the GoPro book, and that is congratulate them on their decision and assure them that they have made a very powerful decision. They've made a decision that they will not regret if they just get busy and take action, that it will be fabulous. And then the second part is to set them up for some realistic expectations. I like to let people know, this is a fabulous business and we have fabulous products, but here's the reality of it. Not everyone is going to want to buy our products, and not everyone is going to want to buy our business. And that's just the hard, cold facts of what we do, but that's the hard, cold facts of any business and any product. Think about how many billboards you drive by on a daily basis. And when you think about that, or maybe pay attention next time you're driving, how many of those products that you see on the billboards have you actually purchased, you yourself? Chances are maybe even none. But guess what? People somewhere are purchasing, especially if that billboard's been up for a long time. So our companies, our products, our business opportunity, they're not gonna be right for everyone. So if you set that expectation early on, that's gonna be great. But we know that if we just keep sharing it, then we're gonna find those people for whom it is right. It's the right product, it's the right opportunity, and it's the right time. So let them know there's gonna be ups and downs. Even if they create that powerful 30-day success story, all of us go through peaks and valleys in our business where we have great things happening, and then we have those times when we have nothing happening. And that's definitely the way it goes. And then the final part is, with that game plan interview, is go through a list of questions. Find out what their goals are. What's their reason why? What would they like to accomplish in their first 30 days, their first 90 days, their first year in the business? Find out how committed they are. Have them get out their calendar and block some times to work their business. Try to find out from them, what is their plan to get their first customers? What is their plan to get their first distributors? And what is their working game plan going to look like on a daily and weekly basis? Don't be afraid to ask those questions. That's going to help them. And it's going to help you. It's going to help them because it's going to let them know this is really a true business. You're interested and committed to their success and willing to work with them. And also, it lets them know, you know, that it's going to be up to them, that they're going to have to take this on seriously as a business. Then you want to make sure that they understand the tools that are available, how to work with those, make sure that they understand the website, how to place an order, how to sign up a new customer, how to track orders, how to sign up a new distributor, and all that type stuff. You want to make sure that they have a basic understanding of your compensation plan too. How are they going to get paid, and how are you going to help them get that very first paycheck? So those are some really important things to note about getting a new distributor started right. Now, skill number 7 is to promote events to your new distributor. One of the first things that you want to do, assuming that you know the date, is that you want to let your new distributor know when your company convention is and get them signed up. Now, I mentioned my new team partner, Vicky, who we created a powerful 30-day story with. Guess what? She's already signed up for convention. My company announced their incentive trip. Guess what? She's already tracking and working to be on that incentive trip. So you really want to learn how to promote events and how to promote going to the events, getting other people to the events, and that type thing. The strongest way you can do this is to make sure that you are going to the event yourself as well. Make sure that you are signed up and registered. You have your hotel room, you have whatever you need so that you can begin sharing that information and promoting it on a weekly basis to your team, because that's what's going to get people there. That's truly, truly, truly what's going to get people there. So know the importance of events. You know, events can be life-changing. I know in my very first company, I almost didn't go to my first event. Well, I say that. I really didn't have a much of a choice, because the reality of it is my husband was committed to going. I mean, and he basically said to me, because I was kind of like, wow, you know, well, we're not really making enough money to cover it yet. Don't you think maybe we should get more in profit and then, you know, and then go to the next one when we're making more money? And I remember him turning and looking at me and saying, well, you want to be a top income earner, right? And I said, yes. And he said, and all the top income earners go to events and are talking about it, right? So, you know, and they're talking about duplication and modeling what's successful and that kind of thing. So don't you think that really and truly we should go to that event? And it made so much sense to me, you know, when he put it that way, and it was so true. And my life truly changed at that event. It changed tremendously because I was able to meet people. I was able to see that it was more than a business in a box, as I always like to call it, because your business basically shows up in a box at your doorstep, delivered by UPS or FedEx or your local postal service or whatever delivers in your area. And that's your association with the company and association with a lot of it until you can take it a step further and get to an event. So know the importance of that. Make sure you're going to events. And when you're going to the event, the best way to promote it to others and get them there is to let them know that you're signed up, you're registered, and that you will be attending that event. So there you have it. If you missed any of the previous 2 GoPro recaps that I did, you can go to JackieAlmer.com on my blog there and you can find them, but they are at JackieAlmer.com/229, JackieAlmer.com/231, and then of course this one, JackieAlmer.com/233. You'll find all the show notes there. You can listen again, share it with your team if you think it would be helpful and that type thing. As always, I love to know what you're doing, where you're listening in from. So send me a tweet at Jackie Almer and just let me know where you are in the world, which episode you're listening to. Share with me a takeaway from that episode. I always like to know what is it exactly that's made an impact for you. And then, of course, if you have any questions for an upcoming show, I would love to get those answered as well. I'm actually looking forward to doing an interview here shortly. There's a new book that's coming out, and it's, you know, basically built around the premise of not being that guy or that girl, in network marketing some steps that you can take to avoid turning off those people who you come into contact with and share your business. So that'll be coming on an upcoming show. And that's it for today's show. So remember this, until next time, hesitation never cashed a check, and good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer, and I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.